It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kodzik.
Soybeans are mainly at the emergence to unifoliate stages across the province, but soybean crops overall range anywhere from ground crack in the later seeded fields to the first trifoliate stage in the earlier seeded fields. We're seeing a lot of uneven plant stands right now in soybeans and also wide variability in development. Dry bean planting wrapped up in western Manitoba this past week, and plants are out of the ground in central and eastern Manitoba. Under the dry conditions, emergence of some edible bean crops has been delayed by a couple of weeks. Field peas are mainly at the V5 to V6 stages, so that means 5 to 6 true nodes, but pea crops range anywhere from V3 to V7 across the province, and we're also seeing nodules forming on root systems already. A quick note that the V6 stage of peas signals the end of post-emergent herbicide application for most products. And finally, faba beans are at the second to third leaf stages, also with nodules forming on their root systems. And we saw some faba bean plants that had minor frost damage, but they're now growing past it.
You know, we've had quite the wide range of weather here over the past few weeks. I guess talk a bit about that and crop conditions.
Sure. So regarding frost, many of the earlier seeded soybean fields were unfortunately touched by frost, with damage as severe as 50% or more stand loss. But some thanks can go to the variable emergence, as plants were still coming out of the ground after the frost, which will help fill in some plant stands. Soybean reseeding decisions had to be made in a few fields, but thankfully most of them across the province can carry on as they are. And because of the dry conditions, it doesn't make sense to top up the existing stand in many cases. The dry conditions are a real problem right now. Manitoba has had some rainfall recently, with amounts ranging anywhere from 0.2 to 2 inches within or outside of that range as well, depending on your location. We hope the rains keep coming to alleviate some heat stress that the seedlings are experiencing right now and to really help launch these crops. In fields with rolling landscapes, we're seeing a difference between hilltops and low spots, with hilltops looking pretty bare at the moment. I've also heard a lot of references to the 1980s this spring, if that tells you anything, so I feel like I'm getting a glimpse into the past. Heavy winds have been another stressor for seedlings to deal with this spring. Strong winds in May blew soil and trash around, and it actually increased the seed depth in some areas, and it's been causing damage to young seedlings. And finally, hot temperatures are another stressor that play a role in actually hindering effective herbicide use. So dealing with large weeds in crop is another problem being faced by farmers over the next week or two here.
And Cassandra, talk a bit more about plant stand assessment.
With most crops out of the ground and on their way right now, it's a really great time to be assessing plant stand to see how your seed performed and also to see how these environmental stressors are affecting things. And while you're out there, check out seed depths, look for early season insects and diseases. For plant stands, the ideal range for soybeans is 140,000 to 160,000 live plants per acre. For field peas, your ideal stand is 320,000 to 360,000 plants per acre. And for dry beans, there are a lot of values and it varies among market classes and row spacings. For more info on crop conditions, optimal plant stands, and early season pests, find more in this week's Bean Report email coming to your inbox on Wednesday. And if you're not signed up for the email, you can do so on our website homepage, manitobapulse.ca, or reach out to any of us at MPSG.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kodzik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.